Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. Thanks for joining us on Hope for Today. This program is brought to you by Heralds of Hope. We are a small radio ministry serving a great big God. Let's go with Bible teacher J. Mark to Exodus for today's teaching.
One very important lesson that you and I need to learn early in life is that God is in control. And that can be a hard lesson for us to learn because, as human beings, we want to be in control. We feel that we can manage our own affairs. So because we are able to choose, we can make it difficult for ourselves when we don't recognize the hand of God in our lives. And as a result, we sometimes talk back to God when we should be quiet. But God loves us, and He desires what's best for us, for you and me. In that desire, He may take us through difficult experiences to mold and shape us and to make us into the person that He wants us to be. Through these hard and difficult things of life, He can bless us far above what we otherwise would experience. But you know, we're often inclined in times like that to say, wait a minute, Lord, I don't want to go through that. That's too hard. It's too difficult. And so we turn against God. We talk back to Him. We're not content to let Him control and direct our lives. The children of Israel were like that. They were in distress. They had begun their journey from the land of bondage to the land of promise. But they had so many things to learn, especially learning to know their God. And we see them in that learning process in Exodus chapter 16 and verses 1 to 12. If you have your Bible close by or can open the app on your phone, I invite you to turn to that portion of Scripture, Exodus chapter 16, and I'll begin reading from verse 1. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, where we sat by the flesh pots, and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as what they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, In the evening, then you shall know that the Lord has brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then you shall see the glory of the Lord, for that He hears your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, This shall be, when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord hears your murmurings which you murmur against Him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but they are against the Lord. And Moses spoke to Aaron, Say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before the Lord, because He has heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, In the evening you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. From this experience in the life of Israel, we find several directives that help us face our situations and not talk back to God. So I invite you to think through these directives with me. The first one is the complaint of a distressed people. We read that the children of Israel had just begun their journey from Egypt to the Promised Land, the land that God had promised to their forefathers many, many years before. God had told Abraham he was going to take his people out of Egypt and bring them into that promised land. According to the opening verse in chapter 16 of Exodus, we learn that they had been on the way 43 days. It was the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. Now that's not long, but long enough to come to a serious testing time. Their condition was desperate. They were in a distressing situation. They had no food, and as they reflected on where they came from, that lush green valley of the Nile River, they said, "Wouldn't it have been better for us to have died in Egypt as slaves? Because we had plenty to eat there, rather than die in the wilderness like this." Or they would have rather died in Egypt by the hand of the Lord, which meant they would rather have preferred to die during the plagues that God brought upon the people of Egypt. They'd rather be dead than be with God. Can you imagine? They said they would rather fall into destruction than be guided by the discipline of the Almighty. And so a few hunger pains made them forget their groanings and the sorry plight they were in when they were slaves in Egypt, because, as you recall, their taskmasters made them work with rigor. God had heard their groanings then, and he had moved to relieve them, to deliver them. But now here they are in the wilderness of sin, on the way to Mount Sinai, and they've already forgotten about the rigors of their slavery, and they're only thinking about the food that they had to eat back there in Egypt. Do you see what discontentment does in the heart and the spirit of a person? Discontentment magnifies the past, it vilifies the present, and it nullifies the future. Discontentment will be destructive in your life when you think about the past, as you live in the present, or as you consider the future. Let me repeat that. It's important for you to remember. Discontent magnifies the past, vilifies the present, and nullifies the future. The complaint of this distressed people was seen in the way in which they talked back to God, and it exposed their ungrateful hearts. The next directive, then, is the care of divine providence. And so the Lord said, "Okay, I'm going to give you flesh or meat, and I am going to give you bread, because I want to see if you will obey my laws or not." Look back at verse 4. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether or not they will walk in my law.'" To receive from the Lord's hand means to trust him. God was kindly disposed toward his people. He wanted to take care of their daily needs, and in doing so, he was going to see whether or not the people were willing to trust him and walk before him in simple faith. This was to be a demonstration of his day-to-day care. These were the tokens of his love which he promised them. He said they would find in the evening that they would know the Lord had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning they would have assurance of God's love and glory. Isn't that beautiful? Their entire life, morning and evening. The Lord wants to give to his people all we need. So to the people of Israel, he said, "At evening, you're going to think about God's deliverance." Just before we retire at night is a good time to think about God's precious presence and the deliverance that he has given to you and me from sin, if we are his children. And then in the morning, when we get up and we see the glory of the new day, the sunrise, it's good for us to remember with assurance God's love, which brings us life and light in that new day. God's care aims to satisfy the complaining heart. God said, "I'm going to tell them, and I'm going to show them." When we talk back to God, we are actually denying his love for us, because his love is expressed in his daily reminders, evening and morning. But he wants to know, will we walk in obedience to his law or not? Will we be faithful in loving obedience to what he wants us to do with our lives? As I said, when we talk back to God, we deny his love. This directive comes to us, then, to help us not to talk back to God. We are to be mindful of his care and the expression of his divine providence. And then there's a final directive, the confirmation of his divine presence. Moses invited the congregation to draw near to the Lord. He said, "Come near before the Lord, because he has heard your murmurings." Let's get this figured out. Let's understand each other. You come now to the Lord because you have made your murmurings against him. Who are we that your murmurings should be against us, that is, against Moses and Aaron? Your murmurings are really against the Lord because we are only his instruments, his servants. We're only his spokesmen. We're telling you what he says. And so Aaron spoke to the congregation of Israel, and he invited them to come. And then the whole congregation turned their attention toward the wilderness. And what did they see? They saw the glory of the Lord as it appeared in the cloud. And when they looked toward the wilderness, what was happening? They were looking toward the way in which they feared to go. They had traveled 43 days into that wilderness, and they had many more days ahead of them. And the glory of the Lord appeared not from where they had come from, but from where they were going. And all of them saw it. They saw the glory of the Lord appearing to them in the cloud toward the wilderness, the direction in which God was planning to take them. And then the Lord made a beautiful promise. He said, "At evening you will have flesh, and in the morning you will be filled with bread." Surely, the people would realize that the Lord was their God. The promise had to do with meat and bread, but it was much, much more than that. It was the promise of the presence, the daily divine presence of God himself. He said, "You shall know that I am the Lord your God." My friend, has it ever occurred to you that the daily food you eat, the meat and the bread that you take in your hand to eat, is evidence of the divine presence of God? That's why it's so serious to be ungrateful. That's why it's so serious to talk back to God, because in doing so, you and I offend his grace. So let's remember, don't talk back to God.
Thanks, J. Mark, for this teaching from Exodus. The Bible is incredible, and each generation can learn from all that is written in this wonderful book. For example, people everywhere want to be free. In Exodus, the children of Israel were enslaved by the Egyptians. And you know the story. Moses led them to freedom. But were they really free? Why did they want to go back to Egypt? What does it mean to actually be free? The common answer to this question is doing what I want to do when I want to do it. This is a nice thought, but is that what it means to be free? In our country, we have the freedom to make many choices. Despite that, there are many people who are not really free. Oh, they're not slaves to the government or to other people, but they are slaves. Thankfully, this does not have to be the end of the story. Jesus tells us that if he sets us free, then we will be free indeed. This, my friend, is real freedom. Praise Jesus, this freedom knows no boundaries. It does not matter which country you are in or who you are working for. This freedom is for everyone. If you would like today's program, or if you have any questions, here are a few ways you can contact us. One of the best ways is email. Our email is hope@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, no problem. Our mailing address is Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, PA, 15533. Or you can connect with us on our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. While you are there, please click on the Listen tab and listen to our other teaching. Again, the website is heraldsofhope.org. This brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks again for being with us. We look forward to being with you next week. I will leave you with the words of Jesus from John 8. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Go and live in that freedom.